might be a rhythm.
We have three cases that get to the sugya of sita, of how to get juice out from objects. You have a case where you have a fruit with its natural juice inside, called sita's peris. You have a second case where you have a fruit, but not the natural, is inside, called kvashim or shlokos, basically the act of cooking something, get the juice inside, or fixing it. The third case is where things not only have something inside, like a baguette, and then you put a davachitzani inside of it, called sugyas begodim. That means be'etzem we have sif al to sif vav is shkigas peris, zayin ches is kvashim shlokish, and p'tes vav to yud ches the end is shkigas begodim. Those are three different types of ways of squeezing out a liquid. And the question to all three be'etzem is which one is in each one, which one is the raisa, or what is the lachan to get to the raisa and the rabbanim. So first we discussed the last couple of that shkigas peris to make it the raisa is only zayin vanovim. What the getter is, Rashi has a lashon or chayu, or Rashi has a lashon of roiv, and therefore the pleskim seem to be ikigal this way. Therefore, the churah b'svar b'zmanazer, oranges and grapefruits and apples b'zmanazer should be a deraisa. Hagam, I see numerous from put under the level of drabonon. I'm not sure they knew the facts. Some of them go with the getter of zayin mashke, which is a little bit shver up here the prima godim. But up b'svar should really should be a case of deraisa over here. The getter ausugus of zayin is zavchit tzani inside a pri. The first, what's the halacha? The sugya is very clear. We have three way machlokes among the Amoraim, Rav Shmuel, and the Bi'echnon. Rav says it depends if it's kvashim or shlokos. If it's kvashim, then the gufan is mutter. The meimim will be part of alasar. Mashaiki shlokos, whether it's the gufan or the meimim, is mutter. Shmuel and Bi'echnon come along and disagree, and they say there's no chilik, whether it's the gufan, whether it's kvashim or shlokos. The halacha is echazev, echazev, the gufan avadis mutter. The main avad is also, they just argue if it's also the rabbanon or it's also the raisa. A look at the pasuk with these three shitas. Tais over here brings down Benachananu. There's a rift that's marah. There's a rush over here, a tour. Maisa, first, the Izabala Itter wants a pasuk like Rav. He wants Taina Loch Rav Yisuro. Maisa, no one seems to bring down this Bala Itter shita, the Rav shita. The way the Be'ikil pasuk can say, Avada, the Ikh is either like Shmuel or Labi Yechanon. Therefore, we pass in Lagufon, whether it's Kvashim or Shlokos. The mice it's mutter. That's clear it's mutter. With lemeimen, with juice, then we have machlekes. Why it's also? Is it deraisa or is it derabbanon? Come along with Ben Chananel on the page. He says since we have machlekes, Rav Shmuel of Yechanan, the klal is halacha of Yechanan. That's the Bahagos, the Reim, the Zirash for Paskins this way, the Rit for Paskins over here this way. They Paskins that come along and say halacha is can be a case of deraisa. No much we should go this way. Even the Ben Ben Yeruchim, Talmud Rashi also passes this way. Atzal Hasheni, the Meis of the big three, the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam, they come along with Paskin like Shmuel. The Lord is going to be a case of Potol Veloser, a case of Drabolim. That's the Ram Paskin, the Smag, they Paskin this way. So Meis, we have Machlok Chal Paskin, again, the Gufon Avad is Mutter, where the Kvashim Shlok is, the Mimeim Avad is Oser, shall we Paskin Drabon order Reiso? Not mean and not much, because either way it's also. The question is it also Rabban or is it also the Raisa? The Halacha of the Mechaber, he has a stam via Shermim. That means the Ikh is passing like the stam. The Halacha is to be only in Isidri Rabban, and therefore there is the Prima Godim, the grass says only in Isidri Rabban. Now the Mishmur points out that Ben Chananel are really arguing on two points over here. One negate to the Sugya of Kvasim Shlokas, is it the Rabban or the Raisa? And here the Bialacha brings down a list of Rishonim, again he's a Malak, a bunch of them, that says the Halacha is to be a case of the Raisa. There's no much of Nachgamino. He says that Ben Chananel is also arguing a second point, a mashka bala oichel, is it ka oichel or not ka oichel? Here he says that Ben Chananel is really a das yochid. And therefore he says that gam and sif dalad, we do paskin, mashka bala oichel, is a gedam, be makbet oichel oichel, and therefore it's mutter. But here and there he brings down that the Rosh says, in shuvah, a makbet tavla bracha. That means that two points that Ben Chananel is arguing on. Number one, what's the loch in the gate of the sugar of the Mimeyan? That, no much nafkamina, because either it's also or deraisa. The second thing, a mashka bala oichel ka oichel, a machmet tavla bracha, and we see right now by the case of lemons and sifov, the machmet tavla bracha is only a case negeah to a teraisa, the love's after not negeah the case to rabbanon by two severe moinim. Now, what are the svaras over here which will lead to really basic nafkaminas how to apply this halacha? We have again the halacha of the gufon is mutter and the vameyim is osir. Why is the gufon mutter and why is the meyim osir? We have to analyze both ideas over here. Or to ask it further, stronger, come along Rabbi Yechon and says, Ben Chananel Paskins, that when it's the meim, it's chayiv. Lugufon is mutter. In fact, Tosfos the Vayin Gimel, but you're doing the malacha, they be chayy for it. You squeeze out for the juice, you chayy for it. See, now you're not squeezing it from the juice, what's the malacha? Mutter. Before you're doing the same exact act of squeezing. If anything, it should be a malacha, she ain't speak lugufoy. A chayfa gumoy ve ain't sarach el afaroy, you dig the hole for the hole. That's be chayyush, or bayna, fence the bias, or soda. You're doing because you now want the hole, you only want the offer without the sugar of kilkul. What's the locha? It's a locha, she ain't sugar of gufa. You're doing the locha not for its reason. In fact, Tosfos, and it's similar in Rabbi Yochanan, the cholapachas, it should be a locha, she ain't sugar of gufa. Why is Rabbi Yochanan saying the case over here, it's mutter? So Tosfos has two lashonas how to answer this, either Tosfos on Daf Vav and Ksuvos, Shivashim Sechta, everyone knows, or Tosfos on Daf Ayin Gim wants to answer. The way Tosfos and Ksuvos, he answers, Ein Shem Mashkolov, to be chai for something, and to make it at least an ifs over here, has to have a shame mashko. That means a mashko bala oichel ka oichel is mutter. Why? Because the word mishvah, ki mafet oichel ma oichel. It's like cutting a cucumber in half. Here also, when you're doing a laguf one, has no shame mashko. Has to get about oichel the ifris, as if you just took out oichel, some of the offer out of it, and you didn't create anything over here. So just like we see already in the gate, any juice inside something, that like, something is going to an oichel on top of it, a mashko bala oichel ka oichel. Here also, when it has no shame mashka, no chshivas to it, we need the chshivas we see in the malacha to make any issue, whether it's the right or the rabbanon. And since there's no chshivas over here, ain't shame mashka lo. Or, that's how Tosfos in Ksuvos says, ke'inze, maybe they mean the same thing, or maybe they don't. Tosfos in Ksuvos, Tosfos in Daf Ayin Gimel, the way he answers, his words are ain't derech disha b'kach. This is not how we do disha. Oh. The words in Ramban, and Daf Kufir Alpha, he says over, ain't doim la disha. The idea of disha is to separate the shaft from the kernel. I want one, don't want the other. Here we're doing lagufa, that's not the mulacha of disha. That's not called disha. Disha is when I want one, and what's inside or connected with the other. I'm not doing because I want something, that's a certain lagufa mulacha of, it's not, it's a mulacha, but ain't shrich lagufa. It's a certain in the idea of the mulacha that I'm doing over here. Which again, we'll get to have communities, but that's again a yisoid over here that's pointing out, why is over here mutter? Either ein derech disha, ein doim la disha, or the lashon used over ein shem mashkolov. Now, if so, you could ask Zeisiv Anovim themselves, can you squeeze them lagufon? Ein shem mashko, ein derech disha, let be mutter. So either Mishabrui points out this problem, I say chlami, but Natan should be mutter. Chlami, even Zeisiv Anovim should be mutter. It's coming from the Maravam, seems to be that way, the Pirgon will explain, it's not worse than mashko sezavu. He do an act of a schito, he didn't do a bond over here. It's such a good svara, ain't shem mashko, such a good svara, ain't derech disha, that even they say, no, should be mutter, but it's not worse that we have a gzeh, you might do an act of schito, it's like mashko zavo, you have a baya, you might do the schito for the Jews, because they're for roi for the Jews. He also came along with an ister abon, because you might change and do it for the Jews, because that's the derech is for the Jews. We have an ister abon over here. Now, once we have this case that Lagufon is mutter, so the case again, Shulchan Aruch, either you have a sour pickle, and you squeeze it, and the juice comes out, and you want to just eat the chamutzim over here, the Mishwa is a case of lakshin, you want to squeeze out the oil, or the oil in this cluster is, let's say you make pizza on Shabbos, who would do that, I'm not sure, and then you have a hot pizza, you want to take a napkin and put it on top of the pizza and draw out the oil, or you have a case of latkes, you want to take out the oil with a napkin on top, can you go do that on Shabbos? It comes along, avadi can't, kvashin mushlokas. Avadi will take out the oil from inside the food on Shabbos. The question is very good, mitzvah the sugi of dosh. Ein derech disha, ein shem mashkolov. But what happened mitzvah the sugi of barer? We learned that Elzman, barer, what happened to that? You're taking what? The psalus out from the oichel. Before you have an issa, mitzvah barer, psalus from the oichel. You can't take psalus out of oichel. What's the head over here? So the tariff before is simple. We know that locha in barer is when you have a case of a klipo. The e efshir b'in acher. The ma'isa, that's how you peel the orange, that's how you peel the banana, and not nichle gedder of boyer, mitzvah the sugi of psalus b'toichol. That's the way of doing it, we don't have the sugi of psalus b'toichol. We'll get to what, I'm not sure you're referring to, which one am I referring to? What? I'm not sure what you're... Yes, we're on boyer, sir. Again, but here you're taking out the psal, what you don't want from something that you do want. So that's Samakai, we don't know what that means. You want to know that the Pasha. So that's the Ichlam Fim going to want to say it means it's to give Kli, which I'm not even sure what he means what he's saying. But the Pasha is, and the Swam is saying, of course, what does the Reichel? The only question now we leads to, when he learned the Sugya of Klipa, came along the Paiskim and says, it is Bayer, but we don't have to worry ourselves about Eichel. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, you need a klal of the altar. If so, when you want to take your lapkus and squeeze out the oil, or you sound pickle and squeeze out the oil, mitzat dosh, ain't derech tisha, ain't shei mashkus mutter. Mitzat bar, absolz derech eichel is mutter. What about the need of sugi of the altar? Do you have a baya of bar still that has to be done on the altar? So come along with Chaim No. He says, yeah. Echlami, he says, you know why it's mutter, absolz derech eichel? He says, klipa. Chaim No says, that's why it's mutter, klipa. If so, back to the cloud of the sugi, the taking a mashkat, the they're taking on the psalus, the sugi of the altar. He is moisir, something we discussed in bar, a question. When someone takes a percentage out of something, is there an isser? Let's say you have a mixture of cholent, you have meat and potatoes. You don't want so many potatoes. You have, let's say, 50-50, and you only want, you know, potatoes only 30%. You want to take a part of the potatoes. Is that an act over here, a burr? You're taking out part of what you don't want, but still, you bet to me one, not so much of a percentage. Well, I think the question on the test was, you have a pretzel, and you have tons of salt on the pretzel. You want to take off some of the salt pieces on top of the pretzel. Is that a sugya of bayer? I'm just changing the percentage over here. Come on, Chaim Non, they want the tain over here, of course, Saraya, that he says, if you want juice inside, just not so much, that's not bayer. That means most of these cases are disgusting. You have to know what most cases of luxury squeezing out the oil is. Could be there's a certain level that's come out in the oil inside the bottle, if it won't count. But if you want oil inside your pizza, I'm not sure people do, but let's say you want oil inside of it, you want oil inside certain things, then that won't be nicholas to go buy, you're just changing the percentages over here. That's how Chaim No, and that's how Shmir Shabbos goes, Simcha Bonim go, they go with Mahalach Echlam, you have a sugya of Alti, you have to worry about the sugya of Bar. I'm telling Shane, he came along for Shabbos, he tells the Chura to be maker, once you don't have a sugya over here, it's the idea of the altar. Number one, he wants a taina, but that's a minachas, more of it's one point of the other. And just like we discussed last Chabur, that by Boisir a sugya of Bar, Masha Enkein, all skis perish, don't have a sugya of Bar, why not? It's minachas. All perish, the last squeeze out the juice, don't worry about Bar. Says Archa Shabbos, who didn't all kvashim shlok, you don't have to worry about Bar. You know why? Because it's minachas. One thing, Vaidi says, even if one disagree with him, he says, the lachar will also learn the Bar, is when it's something that people do drink. Kismin, inside your drink. You're allowed to take it on Shabbos? This is the mice, you're allowed to take it out. So you want to tie it up. People have pieces of oil, I can do all the time eat it. Some people take it out. Why? Because they're teenagers, or they think they're a teenager, they want to take out the oil, it's not good for their complexion. So therefore, they want to take it out. So, but otherwise, they don't mind having it inside. So the lock is the gate to Bayer. When you have a drink with kismin inside, and you take it out, so it's a Bayer on Shabbos. So you might say, well, tie there's no sugar of an altar. Same idea, just coming two different avenues over here. Same idea, why might you have to worry about Bayer? I thought a Shlishi came along with Shlomo Zalman, and he wants a tiny that really depends on the Metzias. What am I saying? The case over here. He says, very simple, if Roy b'nei Adam eat it that way, and he himself eats that way, but Maiso Echlam is Kisman. If Roy don't, or he doesn't, you have a Sugim inside the Sugim of the altar, you have to worry about the Sugim of Bayer. So, again, there is a question of Bayer. You have to answer it. Selvetech Oichel does not seem to really bother anybody inside the Sugim of Klipa. Just the altar, you have to know the Klal of Bayer to apply to our Sugim over here. Now, when you have this case over here of they're doing a lagufan, the juice comes out, fine. Now you have you squeeze the sour pickle over here, you have the juice over here, you eat the pickle. Now you have juice in the plate. Can you go use the juice inside the plate? Can you go use it? So come along with the Mishabura, and he says, the Maestri can't use it. I mean, the Gamli, the Chai Odom wants to argue, so you can't. Mishabura says, the Maestri can use the juice, which really gets to the question we discussed last time. We discussed, let's say a person takes the fruit and cuts it inside the plate. What do the mashka that's on the plate over here? We discussed two cases, Zaysim and Ovim and Tusim and Moinim. Can you go use the juice over here? So, Nachor, if you think about it, the idea of cutting something and having juice on the plate is a case of Lagufan. That's how many cut you want the fruits over here. You did not do it for the juice. That means it would never be left with the case of the Raiso. Because even the Mishabura said was Lagufan, Zaysim and Ovim, said what's only ulcer of the Gzeru Shabai? Lagufan is the heta, Ein Shem Mashka upon it, Ein Dech Dishabakach. So every time we cut something into a plate, can you use the mashke afterwards? Talking about the Isra Abonon, the Mishabur says, once you have the mashke in the plate, the mice can use it afterwards. You can't use it. The only question now is, Mitzadasugi, Ein Meskav, the Psik Resha, but Ein Dech Nisha. So the Chura, it sounds like from over here, from our Sugya, from Kvashim Mishlokas, once the Mishabur says, Zaysim Anovim has the same Heta Kvashim Mishlokas, same idea over here. So the Chura, why can you not cut something? You're allowed to cut a grape. The only question you have now, Mitzad HaSugya of Schit over here, so, the Getz Rabbanon certainly should be Mutter. if you're discussing cutting, let's say, an orange, let's say you hold this and get it over the Rabbanon. The case of the Raisa, the only question is really, the Meshmur says, Zeisiv Anovim Os Lagufon, what does he mean? He means that you can't use a mashkin? No, what means you can't even squeeze it? So Zeisiv Anovim, the question is, how can you cut it? We're back to the question, how can you cut it? But you really have two Rabbanons over here. Number one, the whole idea of cutting is only the Rabbanon. And number two, if you plan to go use it, Meshmur says, a mashkin lebala oichel, a guy put in an empty plate, it's called only the Rabbanon, put it inside the food. Don't plan to use it, it's the Rabbanon, outside the Chalibon. So you always have two Rabbanons over here on the case of cutting a grape on a plate. Would it make a difference?
Practically,
you can keep the rabbanon. Practically, yeah. We've got to keep the rabbanon. That means, first of all, cutting something that's a case of the rabbanon, cutting an orange or a shabbat, that's his case, he calls the rabbanon, cutting an avad should be more trying to chop why those don't want to be machmer. That's Shemam Mephi, this to go here. Those who say it's the rice of Shalom Zamu is making two rabbanons on this case by the grapefruit. He said that. Now, the question they asked him, why is there's a case of Loy Nichle, here's a case of Nichle. Shalom Zamu was make already. Yeah, talking about the grapefruits. Yeah, he's someone who's makel over there. Somebody is, and he also we have to do abundance. Now we have different abundance. I'm asking.
So you want to say you can take off the plate, take it back into the yourself?
I still think it's there are really two questions over here. Mitzad the juice and the mitzad the cutting. That means we discussed last time. Rubiat says you can't even cut it.
Right, okay, cut.
He puts a napkin. The juice I think is also maskus is over.
Yeah.
You can't pour it inside. I'm just telling you why we should not be machmir so much to put a napkin around when you cut a grape, because you have two drabons over here. So I'm the miyashiv, who had a good time with Ribiyat? Rav Ribiyat. Fine. That's the geir to Luguf on why it's more to Lumais. Lameim is also. Now, the Gemara says that the only Isidereis is Zaysim van Oven. And we hold over here that this case over here, Lameim, is also. Now we have to know why that's so. Rabbi Yerchin says it's also in the and Rabbi Shmuel says, "Osim d'abonim." Why am I also? We just said very good. Why it's mutter? You know why it's mutter? Why the whole? Why should be mutter l'gufon? One reader said, "Ain shem mashko." So why the world? How the world come along and say now the meim is also, especially all osim d'atayva? How's an issue of atayva over here? There's no mashko. We just said what's why it's mutter. Because why? Because ain shem mashko. A mashko will oichel ochel the ifris. So why is the chayv for? Why is the d'abonim for? Says the Mishnah, why? What's it sad to argue? He says in Shmuel in the Mishnah Berurah and Rabbi Yochanan says one pshat in the Bialacha. He says, you know why? Because it was a mash before it went inside. And it was a water that he cooked with the Kosher Mishlachas. So it never lost the same mash when it went inside. That means the argument seems to be, how do you look at this thing that had mash went inside and then the mash came out? Do you look at it was mash before and so it never lost the same mash now he's squeezing and mash is coming out? Well, no, you say the mice went inside, it's tough, command the lesser, and a new act is happening over here, and the mice can be motor. That seems to be the argument over here. Again, this is either the Rabban, the Raisa, Mishmu, send a sign, small sign of Yerichnan. That's the mice, why it's going to be a case that is also. The mice, Ravid Shmuel says, Mutu Minatoria. Why is the Mutu Minatoria for? Why is the Mutu Minatoria for? The mice, you have Mashka went in and out. Why is the Mutu Minatoria for? So it's a very basic question that's very important to understand. Rashi is very simple. Rashi says, you know why? The only time that the Issim Torah, when you have something that grew inside of it, when something Shloi Godol B'Toicham, something did not grow inside of it, an outside factor, that's not Nichol in the Isser Min HaTorah. An outside factor that goes inside something, that's not what Shechita is Min HaTorah. Min HaTorah is squeezing something that grew inside of it. Negate Dosh, which is Negate Sugim of Fire. Now, I mean, he's saying he's story that what makes something be Min HaTorah, the way we pass it according to Ram and Shmuel, what makes it have to be something that grew inside of it? That's how Bitzkeirid, the Rivon, Reel, and Neil go with the aside. It all depends upon the sigil of what goes inside of it. Come on, Taisvis, and we really is from what we're going to learn now in Sifta Zayin. The Gemara says when you have a Pia Pach, when you have the Mucha and you want to put the captain inside, the Gemara says you have a Isser, a Gzera, Dum Osle, Schito, Taisvis. Well, it never grew inside this cotton. The chur you don't ask the shechita is a case of gzeru l'gzeru. Gzeru l'gzeru. Emphasizes in shechita's Rashi. You know why? In chanami, Rava that says the osir is going according to Rabbi Yerchanan that says yechayiv. Going according to Rabbi Yerchanan that says yechayiv. But in chanami, according to Rav Shmuel says drabonon, there'll be no iser putting the muchan inside the piyapach. That's Rashi shechita. Again, Rashi the story is depends where the water came from. This is davar chitzoni nach. Come on, Tosis. And he has a couple lines before he is in Rashi. He does not seem to go this way. Taisa says, he said over here, why? Ain't the chayv al drichas Zeisim Anovim explains, you see more clearer in the Rosh and the Rashba. The state of the according to Taisus is that we look at the pre. That means always two things over here. There's the liquid and then the chepis, the chetzel, the salad. Taisus says, let's look at the pre. Is the pre derech to do an act of schito, not derech to do an act of schito? If it's a derech, it's meritorial. It's not a derech, you are bolon. Rashi says we do not look at the pre. We look at the mashko. The mashko was grown inside of it. Will be a deraiso. The mashko did not come inside of it. Only case of drabonim. Therefore, what's the basic nafkamino? The Rosh ends off nafkamino schigas pogodim. You take a bag and you squeeze out the liquid. Is it derech to squeeze it out? Yeah, that's what you do. Anytime you have a bag, you squeeze it out. That's the messias. According to Taisus the Chubin, it's a deraiso. And the whole question we'll get to next time we're going to get the baby wipes. According to Taisus, the question starts off with an Isser Deraiso. According to Rashi, we look at the liquid. Is the liquid grown inside of it? No liquid grown inside of it. According to Rashi, all Schiyas Begadim is a Dindir Abonim. Therefore, the Rosh, when he comes along and says a Pshat, which is really Taisus Pshat, he says, and therefore, if something, a Begad, has nil inside of it, Mashka Yechai for it. But according to Rashi says the reason why Kloshim Rishlokas is. It's not metayor. Bikri Pakla Gram and Shmuel, you know why? Because it's not something Shlankil Batarichum. It was not something that was inside of it. Chusimim Moim grew inside of it, but not the Derech. Rashi Grisu said of Orchayu, but the question is by discussing like Kloshim Rishlokas. Why Kloshim Rishlokas, even when there is the Derech, Rashi doesn't care about the Derech, why is it Durabonim? Why? Rashi asks why. Why? Because by he says the derech to squeeze it out. So he says also not the derech. But he says not the derech. So Echam, it sounds like the emor does that way, might be the thing, but there seems to be that's not the derech. No, or Rabbi Echam seems, there seems to be arguing this question, the level of derech. Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Now, fine, that's. Siv Zayin, Siv Ches are basically the same idea, except the idea of squeezing out the tzir from the dag, which really comes up in the ghetto when you have tuna with the oil inside. Now, really, the two questions, the oil inside the chor will be the sigovia, depends on the goof and the memeim. Usually, what it's causing is the oil around the tuna, which not really the sigovia here, that will be the sigovia and bayer, and what it could do, aloch lamaisa, then we had five different sheets over there, what it could do, get squeezed out the oil, but pastures the oil around it and squeezed out the baya of cells metarif oichel, and lets it get to little droplets, then he might say it's nichel get a min echot, otherwise the chor will be a problem. Okay. That means, when we get to the next tip as well, what really came out, we start with the question, the first thing in the chavura, is number one, what's we have three different cases of skito, we have skito's various kvashim and shlokas of begodim, we asked which ones, when is it deraisa, so far came out the first two levels. When you do a case of Paris, the right only days of an ovum, they come out to their chayu, the idea of roiv. They get to the idea of kvashim and shlokas, we have machlokas, we have yechnon, and Rav and Shmuel, how we paskin over here, and Be'ikri, we paskin over here, the case over here is the case of Dirabonim. Now, they get to Begodim, which really is Sifta Zvav, Sifta Zayin, Sifta Yud Zayin Yud Ches. The first question really is, what malachas are we discussing? I mean, until now, we're al-fuches, the idea of Dosh Tov Mepharek. Agav from Tessin till Sif Yudalid, will Be'ez Hashem get to next man, is a sugya of Noilad, and we learn the sugya of Bishol and Simchat Shni Ches at the end, with the sugya of Moilad over there is, we'll put the two sugyas together. That means we're not skipping it, Avadim, if you'll learn it, just to understand it fully and correctly, they'll do Be'ez Hashem next month. So, by Sif Tezvav and on, what malach are we discussing over here? So, you look at the Rambam says all these halachas, and he puts it all under the sugya of Malabin. Tezvav, Tezayin, Yuzayin, Ches, all under the sugya of Malabin. He has no sugya over here of Tosh, Mepharek, no Shaykhis. The reason how the Achrenim explained, the Betzim is in Forsh, Ramban, and Daf Kofi Dalot, Ramban says, the reason Kimlung, the Ilum Asim knows many times, if you do not know, you should see Tosh and Ksubas, Davor, many times said there are two types of Mepharek in the Beged. It can be a Mepharek of Malabin in the Beged, clean it, make it white, and it can be a Mepharek of Schit of Dosh, that you want the liquid to go use. So the Ramban says there are two different types over here. Kimlung Ramban says, that's not true. There's no such two things over here. Why? He says, we mentioned already when we saw the Schito, the Gemara says in Daf Tzadik Hey, I think, or Daf Ayin Hey, the law is Ein Disha Ela Budu Lekarko. The only time he chai for Disha Matoya Machlik Budu on the Chomim, but we're going to pass in Ein Disha Ela Budu Lekarko on the Chomim. And therefore, every Beged, the wood is not growing inside of it. And therefore, how in the world can be chayiv to take a beggar and squeeze out the water from inside of it? So the Vav, the Rambam says all these sifrim from here to the end of the simin is sugya malabe. Explains the Egnei Tal, where the Rishonim really going to argue, a beggar could be do the karka, it's katan. Usually it's katan. It could be do the karka. Even a behemoth might say do the karka and it's wool also. So the question is, what does it mean when the Chazal said do the karka? It means that the material is do the karka? Or does it mean that the liquid grew inside of it? That seems to be the machlokes of the Egnei Tal. Therefore, the Rambam and the Rambam is clearly that says the liquid did not grow inside of it. So of course we cannot discuss the sugya of dosh. We're not discussing the fact they told of dosh. We're only discussing the sugya of here of being malabim. So again, so number one, when we discuss shchikas begodim, what malach we're discussing, says that the Rambam and the Ramban and the Ritva and the Shita Rav, Shita Rishon, they come along and say we're only discussing the eraisa, the sugya of malabim. There's no sugya over here of dosh, the sugya of mefarik told of the dosh. Now, even in the shito that says no din deraisa, is there a din derabbanon? Maybe there's still be a din derabbanon beside the sugya of dosh. So the Rambam is not clear; it doesn't mention it. It comes someone being right, he does all that way. But the Ramban dafkufi dalfin, he brings down the sugya, says a vadi, still even isser of dosh derabbanon. Says that the Ritva also says the shito Ran, same thing, he's still even isser derabbanon. I mean, so first we have one mahalak from Tezvav to the end of the simon. What are we discussing over here? We're discussing the sugya of malabim. The problem with this, why the Rishonim want to argue, is that true sif Tezvav is the sugya of water. There's Tezayin, Yuzayin, Neches discussing a case of beer, wine, and kedoimo. What sheiches do you have beer to wash out your clothing? Beer is not a good cleansing object for your clothing. Wine is not a good cleansing object. The look of the Mishnah will come along and say, maybe white wine, the Taz Shita, the Ran Shita. But wine is not a good act to do a pool of a Liban over here. So how in the world can you tell me you only Chayim and Tamalabin and not the Sigur over here of Tolda of Dosh? Sechanami, come along with Meitamik Subit Zavod, and it says the two different types of Mefarik. The Mefarik, that's the Sigur over here, is the idea of Malabin, Tolda of Malabin, and there's Mefarik, or two types of Schita, really, not Mefarik, two types of Schita. There's a Schita that's Tolda of Malabin, and there's a Schita that's a Tolda of Dosh. And therefore, it depends on the situation. If in the case that's Malabin, that has water inside, Echnami, you must have it Malabin, that's a Raisa. If it's an act that's beer inside, wine inside, taking it out, then Nicholas Sigyov, the idea of Dosh, because you want to use a liquid over here. And that's how places Bikr and Shabbos Kufir Alf and Ksubas Avov goes, the Rosh and the Rashbo, the Ritva and the Ran, they want to go the other way around. They want Taina that know the Malacha, the ideas we're discussing over here, the Geit of Gadim can be a Raisa, the Geit of the Sigyov of Dosh. Atzad HaShlishi, let me do, we have one Shito, the only Malacha we're discussing over here is the Kasa of Ben Labin. We have a second Shito discussing Dosh over here. They point out a third Shito, Rashi. Rashi L'chura, and those go like Rashi, by the Sugya of Kvash Mishlokas, Piskei Re, that we said before, and the Rivon and others, really depend on Machlik Seb Yechon and Shmuel. That means Shmuel said, what's the Malacha by Kvash Mishlokas? The Malacha is part of a Lasser, because it's an outside factor that came inside, so it'll only be a case of Drabon over here. All the Gadim only Drabon. The Kodesh of Yechnan, that we do not seem to worry about the idea of the outside factor, because maybe you could say that the words like the Mishavua said, that Hashem Mashka before and it came inside, it came out. We see the Maisi Chayv by Kvash Mishlokas, who didn't be Chayv also over here by the case of a Gadim. Therefore, it says, Tesis and Pshat in Rashi, and the Hashem seems to say Pshat in Rashi, really depends upon Machlokas, Rabbi Yechnan, and Shmuel. Again, where Tesis say that? Tesis is a Kasha from Sifta Zayin. According to you, Rashi, why do you have a gzeiro of putting the muchen inside the pach? So Taisha says, no, why? Because Rabbi Halak of Yechnan. That means, Taisha is saying, Pshan and Rashi, that what's the lacha squeezing out a beggar, the drabon and the raiso? He said, depends. If you go like Shmuel or Yechnan. That's Taisha, Pshan and Rashi. That means, he was saying this. That means, it comes out, we have three malchim over here, to get to what is our sugya from here to the end of the seventh, from Sifta Zvav, and on. Is it a sugya of Dosh? Is it a sugya of only Malabin? Or it depends. Machlokes Shmuel and Yechnan. Maisa would come out, which again to lead to next chavura, is you have to realize when you start with baby wipes, we have two separate reasons why baby wipes are no shaykhus and isn't deraiso. That means, taping out the sugya of Malabin, no one's taking the fresh wipe to clean it out and squeezing out the water. You're getting it full of garbage, and you're throwing it to the garbage, halach l'ibud. So it has nothing to do with Malabin. The only question is out the sugya of Mefarik, called Rav Dosh. That means if you go like the Rambam and the Ramban, and the Ritva, there's no sugya of dosh by a beggar. Deraisa. If you go like Rashi, and those who pass like Rashi, and we bake a pass like Shmuel, also will be only case of the Rabbanon. Let's go. That means the two lists of Rishonim already, they have to realize where the clues are coming from, that we have to know what is the starting point in the get to using a paper wipe on Shabbos. That's the question over here. The point out, you read the Mishnah Berurah L'maisa, he is very clear. He came along and he paskins, the halacha is like, he writes, skills begotten is chayiv. Why? Because he came along and wrote down Tosfos Daf Kufim Aleph, like the Rosh. He came along and says, the idea over here is that in the chetza mitzvah the perish Shabbai. And he came along and brings down the Rishonim and say, there is the farak by begotten, when it's coming to take, we want to use the mashk over here. And therefore, come along Mishmur and says, no, he writes very clearly, Sukkot and Beis, which we'll get to, it's an Issa deraisa. That means there is one person who passes like the Rabban, because Ikhle Tal says, the Ikhle Aloka is like the Rabban, he says, Machin Ikhle. But however, look around, you see that the place can command all of them to not go this way. The Shabbos, the Tayshu Shabbos, the Graz, Mishmur, they come along and say, we took on two Chumras, or we argued, we pass Aloka Lemaisa like Tayshus, in two aspects. Number one, they get to the Sugya of Kvashim Shlokas, he said the side of Taisus, depends upon the Chetz, the Dekhu, the Skit or not. And number two, he says the Ishaich, Mepharik, told of Dosh, and this has a get of Gulakarko. Why? Because the beggar is Gulakarko. It's cotton, it's wool, it has Gulakarko. And look what it is inside of it. Next stage, also in these Sifim over here, is once we discuss whether you want to use it, again, usually what is Dosh? Dosh is when you have a object over here, you squeeze out and want to use a pre, you want to use a juice over here. Let's say, in the case of a beggar over here, you squeeze out, you want the water, clearly you want the water deraisa. If it cleans it also, you have some lab, two different things over here. Let's say you squeeze it out and you're not doing it because you do not want the water. Loshon HaKoinim they call it, or the Rishonim, Hoylich Le'ibud. It's going to the garbage, you don't want it at all. Ke'in the idea of Kvashim Mishlachis. Over there it says, Lugufon, Lamais is Mutter. What would be the loch over here when you want the gufon? You're squeezing it out. Not mitzad you want the liquid, but mitzad you want the chayfetz over here. The gufon. Is there going to be a het of the gufon by the godim? First question. We know the gufon passing is mutter by kvashim shlokos. Is there a heter or is there a button by the godim over here? The best we really can is this question on both sides of the Rishonim. Again, the Rishonim is saying that there is no din deraisa by the act of schita as dosh. However, they say that it's the Rabbanon. Fine, the Rambam. You can clear a question according to them, what's halakhah l'ibud, what's halakha? Is it gzeirah, or still gonna be it's the Rabbanon? There's a group of Rishonim saying that it's the Raisa. Taisus and the Rosh, they say it's the Raisa by the Godim. When it's halakhah l'ibud, you start clearing, is it mutter, is it the Rabbanon? Both sides, you can clarify the question, what's the halacha halach ibud? Again, we'll see over here, that's going to be one that's roof naming down, which we'll discuss this, and I'll discuss this question. What's the halacha negate to halach ibud? The Maestro, if you look at the Ran says, Avadi halach ibud is the Rabbanon, but he paskin also gets the Godim is the Raisa. So the ibud is the Rabbanon over here. The Ramban, he paskin the Godim is the Rabbanon, he says, even halach ibud is still the Rabbanon. That means it does not depend. He says, either way, he's still even if the Rabbanon. Atzal Hasheni, the Rajba says Halach Leibud Lamais is Mutter. The Bialacha will bring it down. We'll see in Sifir Ches. Agam he paskins that the God was deraisa. He says why? It's like the case of the Gufon. Lamais is Mutter. And the Ritva says Lamais is Mutter. Why? He says Nichol Gedo Gzeira Lugzeira. That means whether he paskins the God was deraisa or not does not make a difference in the Machlokes Halach Leibud. Not all is ever there. But there's a second Machlokes over here you have to know about. There's a sugya where something called Halach Leibud did not plan to use the liquid over here. Is it Nichol Gedo of Mutter or the case of the Rabban over here? Avad Satiraisa, the son of the Dosh, and the Malach of Dosh itself. The Maiso will get a Sefiut Ches, we'll see that Machabe, Paskins, Hulch Ibid over this Rabban. He's going to write to Rabban, Mogavam, right? Paskins going to write to the Isra Rabban over here. So, first, again, the question you start off with, what is Rabban, what's the Raisa over here? Again, Sigil Ferris, Zeisu Vanovim, Adderchu Chayu. The get Kfosh Moshlokis, the second level, that's a Machloikis, we make a pass by Shmuel's Rabbanon. The get to the Godim, that's a Machloikis, and every pass can be Ikis the Raisa. Now we have three different questions we start off with. All three had its own answer, what the Klalavir is. Now just go through Sif by Sif, what just comes out, the Kitzer. In Sif Tazvav, we have a case over here where you have a Chavis, with you have a Shmati put on top, and you put a clean top of that. That's the Gemara's case, Tafim Ches. Now, the Gemara's case sounds like there's liquid inside, says Rashi, says Mishabrua from Kiveger, even if there's no liquid inside, put the Kli on top, and the Kli was wet, And therefore, this shmatu is blay of water. You have a gzeir over here, but it's a sugya of skita. You might come to squeeze it out over here. Now, what's the iser? What's the case of water? Water vada has iser malabin. Therefore, this halacha mitzvah malabin. The Beis Yosef does discuss what in the world is malabin doing over here. We're going to learn malabin next week in Siman Shin Beis. He says, once we're discussing the one idea of squeezing, we threw in the other idea of squeezing. Once we're discussing the halacha of dosh, we threw in the idea of the sugya over here of malabin, the sugya of kvisa over here. Fine, interesting idea, concept, we threw it in. But not only that, according to all the sifim on only the gate to malabin. Sifta Zayin is a case where you have a chavis, where you're taking the cotton, you're sticking it in. Now the case of Sifta Zayin sounds like that you're gaining out of the cotton that you stuck inside, the muchen inside, that the droplets are going inside the chavis over here. The Gemara's words are mice of white ulcer, because dilma osli de schito. You might come to the act of schito, of squeezing it out. The words of the Mechaber is not the way he switched it and said, why Mishum Schito? Also as an act of Schito. Now first, what Malach we're discussing? So Mishmur bring out to Malachim. Why Kondi Ramam you write Malabim? Kondi Ramam is Malabim, even my beer, even my wine, who cares, Malabim. He said, according to those who discreet traces, he said, there's no such thing as Malabim by beer and wine, what's going on over here? The case of beer is over here. So you know why? Akhmafarik, called Abdosh. That means, what is the design? What Malach is it? Depends which region you're going with. Mishmur brings down the Rambam and Taisvis. Two different Malachim over here. Now again, the is over here is what Exero Otu. That's the word of Rishayim, the Gemara itself. Mashenkin, the Shulchan Aruch sounds like it's a psik ratio. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah, but the Gemara says not a psik ratio. In fact, the Shaitin, you can call me, you tell me it's a psik ratio, but the Rishayim, the Gemara says not a psik ratio. What's going on over here? So he says you said a psik ratio, we discussed a couple of times. What's the locha by psik ratio? You cut off the chicken's head that always dies. Let's say it only died 99.9% of the time. Some guy sent me a picture of some duck that lived, what's it called? You sent me, right?
Mike the headless chicken.
Why does a chicken actually cut off the head? The guy that might have lived. So maybe it's not psik ratio anymore. Maybe it's not psik ratio. Everyone has it. One chicken lived. So, come the Sha'atin and says, you saw the curl of psik ratio 99% of the time is not going to get a psik ratio. Now, they just have a drabon or dry cell. This is a portion of the if you want. Can a person open up his refrigerator door if the light goes on? Tell him it's Calvin. It's also a psik ratio. But maybe the light bulb burnt out. Maybe it burnt out. Still, I'm not. 99% of the chance it's not burnt out. But 1% of the chance it burnt out has burnt out. I actually bought the light bulb a couple of years ago. It has burnt out. Elamai can call up secretion, get up secretion. Can you see maybe the difference for us? Chazaka. But the Meister, we see the idea of the Loch call up secretion and get up secretion. That's the first, which was first Malach. The secondary is comes to the Taisha Shabbos. Both of them for the Taisha Shabbos. Is over here that when a person, when he sticks it in, true in this case, not psik ratio, then the second time, or might be the other time, that it is a case of psik ratio. Sifgit Zayin is a sugi of a svaig, of a sponge. Now, yesterday we had show and tell of sponges. We might say it's not really a sugi over here, kind of the words are brought down over here. Over here, it sounds like a different question if it's mutar ulcer. The main sugi, again, we'll get to in a week or two, Sili and Simish Shimbei Sif Tess. It's really the sugi of what the loch in the gate of Cyrus is. That means there are sponges of B'mei Chazal absorbed. The sponge we had yesterday, Avad didn't absorb, was plastic. It was rubber. Plastic rubber does not absorb. You have a plastic bag, it's not absorbed. So Avad, our sponges we had yesterday, are not Isteraisa. The question is, does it trap water? That's the Sugi Negei Tesiris Hakis without your hair. That again, we'll have to get the Simon Shembeis to test why the one that we brought yesterday, the Chor is also, the other one is Motor. How they both have Ashkoch, others have no idea. Fine, we'll have to get to that. Now the gate it says over here when you have a case of a sponge, so the locha is the Gemara writes very clearly, not Kutam Gimel, that if it has a base achiza, the mice it's mutter, not a base achiza, then the case over here is ulcer. That's how the Mechaber brings down. Now what is again it's what Malach we're discussing. It says the Rambam Lashitosai Malabin. Because there's no skito when it's in the gate and out when it's ain't shell with the karko. So we'll only discuss when we have Malabin. What does Taisu many time writes on this case? He says, what do you mean? It's dirty, it can't be Malabin over here. What are you talking about? Therefore, he said, what's the locha to a mamafarik? So again, what locha, two different sheets over here, what we're discussing. Now, what is the het of a Beis Achizo? The Rambam comes along and says, the Beis Achizo, because I'm a colleague, the Rambam has arrived, what's the yisrael of the het of a Beis Achizo? It comes along that the Rambam cannot say the het of the Ravid. The Rambam is getting involved in the sugi of Dosh. There's no, we're not discussing the sugi of Dosh. You have to realize that maybe the Rambam agrees to the yisrael of the Ravid, but he cannot say the Ravid. So we're discussing Lavin over here. Now, if people start saying, you know, the Rambam is the Ravid, he doesn't. He can't. He has no option saying the Ravid. It's not shaykh the Malach of the Ravid. Because we're discussing Malabin. So what happens? So you empty out the plate, but you're still cleaning it, still acting liban over here. So you can't say the mahalach of the Rambam, the Raivet. So what's the answer? Says the Rambam, Rashi in the sugya. Rashi says why? It's nichol geder of na psik resha. When you have a beis achizo, there's no psik resha. When it is a beis achizo, it is a psik resha. And Matthias, why that's so, I have no idea. But that might say those are the words of the Paiskim. That beis achizo makes it not be a case of a psik resha over here. The second mouth where the Ravid says it over, he said no, he just calls the Sugim of Farak. He says that something over here that he compares it to have a sloichus, a plate mali mayim, a plate full of water pouring out of us, not a problem. Why? There's no skita over here. You're taking a plate full of water and pouring it out. The obvious question is, plate full of water is not belay inside. Here you have this swag, this sponge, it's belay inside. What in the world are you talking about? Do you know why the plate has no skita? Because it's not belay, not squeezing anything out from it. So there's one way of answering it, our Chasholchon, seems that way, maybe the Glaz, Ulay, not Master Shekel. They have the Lashon Ein Derech Skita. Just like we had a concept, Ein Derech Disha, from places of Ein Gimel, that the Yisod over here is that's not the pool of the Melach over here. They come along, they want Taino. This is not how, when you have a base achizo, make it not the number way, it takes away the muhus of the malacha. Without explaining it, they don't exactly say why that's so, but somehow, just like when you do the gufa, not the mayman, the gufa is what? That's not the malacha. Somehow, using a base achizo, gam you know it's coming out, not nichol get of doing the malacha. The Chaz Nish doesn't like that, he comes along with a different yisoid. He wants a taino, everyone understands, you gotta open and close the door. I would have to sugil baino, because it doesn't stay there. You open the door, close the door. You want to have the same thing. When you put mashk inside that's made to go in and out, that's the whole function of a sponge, made to go in and out, in and out. So the water's never toppled to the sponge over here. It's never toppled. So you never, it didn't create anything that had the chashivas being belay inside. It's made to come out. And no melech machshevas happened over here that you had a blio. Now it could be maybe dafked in a svig, in a sponge, because that's the whole function. Mashing in a beged, the function is not the way. A beged is not made to belay water. So maybe we'll come in case of topple, next start clearing, and made to come out, but specifically by a sponge, since it's made to go in and out, it's like a door that's made to open and close. Also, that needs to be exactly why that's so. It's Chiddush LeRaivet. From Zalman, he wants to say Tzorchi and Gadol, what the lumpus over here is. The Maisa, the Rapashman, like the Ram on the Raivet. So, Baruch Hashem, again, we'll see in Sifri Ches, starting today. We'll see Be'ikri Rapashman, like the Rambam, not like the Raivet. However, we'll start making Tzufim with the Raivet. Therefore, what really will come to lead to the Sifrit Ches is a sugya called Mezachaisa and Zaisa. Again, if either you should be familiar with from Ketubas Avav, if not, you can see traces of the sugya over there. Or they'll come along that somehow the Minhag Olam was against what the Gemara says, that people would take cotton and stick it inside the barrel, and somehow they didn't act as chita over here and it was mutter. Why is it mutter for you? Look among the Rishonim, there seem to be four different reasons among the Rishonim. Three of them brought down by the Paiskim. Either we'll get involved, like the Rashba says, Hilich Ibud, Hilich Ibud's motor, or Mitzah the Sugya of Sikration Lenichle, this is where the Orach Sheet is coming from, or Mitzah the Sugya of the Beis Achiz of the Raivet. And that means that we just built now, everything we said in the Chavurah today, we're really building to what the Kolomar negate to the Rabbom or the Raish negate to the Godim, and where that term are coming from, that really leads us to the Cheshi throughout different term over here, either Beis Achiz or Hilich Ibud or Lenichle, which Hashem, we spoke about a year ago, we'll say, not going to speak about tomorrow, but we'll mention it, not Sunday, but we'll discuss it. These are the terms that people will discuss to the main trouble they gave to baby wives. Just in the same, Kibbutz Shabbat is coming. So, Kibbutz Shabbat, we have different hanhogas. The Makar for Kibbutz Shabbat, people like, where's it coming from? So first of all, before the Mishnah, Abba Rosh Hashanah, Mishnah, and Afez, and Alfa Rosh Hashanah, and there's one on Nisan, El, Nisan El Vat Shuas and Tubishvat Kod Vesel. Yeah? Got two Chazaras. So the Maisa, we have four of them. So come along, the question is there any Cheshivas? Is there any Milo to Tubishvat? Where's the Milo coming from? So Ben Geshem or Agreli come along and says the fact that the Mishnah compares all four together, therefore they have the Cheshivas one to another, says even though Tubishvat is not as Choshev as it, Avad the Inim Ksat Simcha, therefore says Ben Geshem, you're not allowed to fast on Tubishvat. Whether he's fast shaving, or you have any other kindness, whether it gets to give a yard site, locha, you have to come down to Tubishvat, you can't fast. That means the Rishonim are coming on the saying that the Chashiv is in the idea of Tuba Shvat. It's not just for, I don't know, say Hasidim or Sfarad or whatever. There's a lot of Alokha, the Gemara, a lot of, there's a concept here, the Maila of Tuba Shvat. There, for example, the Ilam of the Yeshiva, though, we don't say Tachanun. Why don't we say Tachanun? It's put on Alokha and Simu Kufla Malaf. Why, says the Goyin over there, he sends you to this Yisoyk, the mission equates all four, just like the other three. Don't say Tachanun. Here also, we don't say Tachanun. It's Ke'in Simcha over here. There's a little bit of Simcha over here. Then we don't say Tachanun, not on Tuba Shvat, not the day before. And they get to this year, we won't say Tzikoscha by Mincha over here. Now, what should a person do practically on Tuba Shvat? So the way it's brought down by the Mahavram, which we're also bringing down from the Tikkun Yisoskar, is that we eat Peris. Lechol Peris. That's the minigun of Bnei Ashtas, eat Peris. It's brought down by the Yavis, Bnei Yisrael. It's brought down by the Kal Chaim, Bnei Gasfargim. It's brought down by the Shalosim, Bnei Chasidim. Klai Yisrael, Mice, eat Peris. How many Peris? So the Kal Chaim says eat all Peris. All the Svarim bring down, no, not all Peris, only 30 Peris. 10 connected to Oil Marabria, 10 connected to Oil Marasia, 10 connected to Oil Marasia. But others say, you know, 5 against each one, you have 15. Some say, Kamachi Echa, 13, different things. So what to go do over here? So the Maisa, we eat Paris over here. We worry about the Lux of Tloim. We hear Shi Irma around and books around and saying about Negev the Sugar of Tloim over here. You have to be very careful what you eat. Some people have an Hoga Mitzah the Sugar of Shechian over here. Just Negev to us over here is that about 400 years ago, the mini Klai Yisrael was that winter's man went from the Chodesh Cheshvan until Tu B'Shvat. That was an Hogan Klai Yisrael. Until Tu B'Shvat, this man ended Tu B'Shvat. After Tu B'Shvat, they went down to the swarm, they went down to the Rid. Khan's Klai Yisrael got together, went to the Rid. They would pick different banks to learn by. People would negate to Shaduchim. So what they go do, they'll go look for Zivig. It's brought down, Mahoyo Ben Abbas's Chatan Losla the Rid. They'll make all their chasnas, they'll make hundreds of chasnas over there. Fine, that seems to be an Hogan that people will leave the yeshivas, and this man ended. Came along the Vagd, Minig Leto, and Shimpei Gimel, and it came along the Vatal, this Hanhogo, of stopping this man of Tuba Shvat, it led too much Bittul Torah. And the Takona was, brought down on this farm 200 years ago, that this man ended with Chodesh Nisan. They continued to Chodesh not to perform. The words are very clearly, Ad with Chodesh Nisan, that's when this man Maisa ended. Now, first, Maisa could be that Kiduas before Sam, that liquid, the freezer and Tuba Shvat. So the Maaseh has many Klai Yisrael, they can't be Vatal. Right? Tuba Shvat, that's just start making Shaduchim already. That's many Klai Yisrael. They got a freezer, Tuba Shvat. They switched it, they changed it?
No, it was really
it's Tuba Shvat. Everyone says Tuba Shvat. Tuba Shvat. I'm the Seri Klai already. It's been around for thousands of years this way. And August, Chassid, we start Tuba Shvat. But Maaseh, this man ends his Chodesh Nisan. Now, Mitzad, the Bnei Olam, the Chabur over here, past couple of weeks we had an Indian to the Chazak, we had a storm. Rabbi Ehrenreich was in charge of raising the funds, and we were trying to Chazak the Olam to work on Shmir Storm. This man keeps going. Now, Baruch Hashem, first couple of weeks there, the Olam was doing pretty good. Again, I do look around sometimes at 9:30, and I don't exactly see a minion sometimes, and at 1 o'clock I don't see a minion, so I'm not exactly sure how I was doing Shmir Storm. Not clear. Yishlod and Yishlayin, to Ora, to Kasha, I've asked the people who've been around, not to people I've asked the question to. But fine, I'm not clear, but Maisa, we have into the Chazik, we have idea whether you take money or not, whether you, but Avada, everyone has Machshav Torah, all here, learning, all trying to strive, all our Baaliyahs over here. We're all learning Halacha, Tam Torah, Kenegad Kulam. This is our Chias over here. This is what we're trying to be told, maybe Maisa. And everyone needs Chazik all the time. I need Chazik, you all need Chazik. Sometimes we try to make chazik with outside factors, but it's something that each one of us, ish amal rei chazak, the mechazik achavusas, the mechazik the sphere around us. And Taku, we should realize, Tuba Shvat is fine, this is the end of his man then, but really there's a tekona, there's a vad, and Taku mechazik zain, and we should Taku see the parish that come out of it. Welcome.